The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to another edition of The Ride Home with John and Kathy, live from the Salem-Pittsburgh studios. And now here are your hosts, John Hall and Kathy Emmons.
Hey, all right. Good afternoon to you. Happy to be along on this gorgeous Friday afternoon in July. Kath, good to see you as well.
We're going
to
do a regular show today. I'm excited to do a regular show.
Me too.
I've missed our regular shows. I've missed our listeners, and we're excited to be looking into the weekend, too.
Yes, yeah. And thank everybody, our three-day fundraiser for Voice of Judah Israel. We appreciate everybody who stepped forward. But we're excited to have a full show for you today. So if you're on your ride home, stay with us, because Andy Masick's with us from the Pittsburgh Senator Johns Hines History Center. Always good to have Andy along.
We're talking about Picklesburg, which is coming up this weekend. We're also going to talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who did something surprising over the last couple days.
What's that?
She received some criticism from a reporter about her newest Supreme Court justices, her new cohorts, Neil Gorsuch Brett Kavanaugh.
Rose to the defense.
Yes, she did. She rose to their defense. So we'll talk about that.
Yeah. I thought you were say she was like playing handball or something.
No, but I would not put it past her.
Probably so.
I really do like the woman.
Have you seen
it? I disagree with her on everything. As a person, I like her so much.
Have you seen the documentary? RGB?
No. Is it good?
Oh, it's excellent. Yeah. Again, that's exactly how it is. You may disagree with her on politics, but as a woman, thumbs up big time.
Okay. I really want to see that.
It's on Netflix.
Okay. We're also going to talk today about whether you still have vinyl in your music collection. And we're going to ask New Mike, our resident millennial, if he owns a can opener.
A can opener.
That's coming up on today's show. But before we do any of that, I don't know if it's too early or too late, but we forgot it completely last week. So I think we should just do it now. John, Mike, all of you.
Yes.
Your weekend has begun.
Oh, yes. Fabulous.
I always like the Wahoo people.
I do, too.
I like them.
They spark joy.
Do they spark joy?
You put that on your resume. Wahoo people, right? Thank you.
I mean, because is it the gang? I don't know if it's the gang.
Cool and the gang? Well, it's got to be.
No, I know that's who's singing the song, but I think the Wahoo people are just random.
What? They're like people...
I think they went out and grabbed people off the street and had them do that.
No, it's a certain tone.
No, go back and play the beginning again, Mike.
It's, you know, they had to have some musical ability.
No, they don't.
They weren't hanging out at Sheetz.
Yeah, they were. I think they could have been. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah.
Come on, that's so high and tight.
We could do that, the three of us right now.
I could not.
No.
Yoo-hoo! See that? See, it doesn't make it. Okay, one, two, three. Yoo-hoo! No.
Yeah, you got to sound lame.
Prove my point.
All right, so a new...
Wait, 7 minutes past the 4 o'clock hour on a Friday afternoon. Truly all is right and well.
All right, so a new... I don't even know what to say. What am I going to say?
Nothing. Just made a face.
It truly
just
is.
Just made a face and just, you know, got sort of stuck up in there.
It's hard to get from Cool in the Gang to the latest Gallup poll.
Yeah, you
the
think.
Gallup
poll. It is hard. It is
wait,
hard.
Let's hear especially it. By creationism.
Do you want me to tell you about this?
Woo-hoo! No, not really. Not really.
Oh, gosh.
Just
all
saying.
Right. We're also going to talk, do our first Friday restaurant review.
Oh.
Which is going to be an upcoming segment on the ride home.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
out
that.
Out and about in the city.
Yeah, that's in 5 o'clock hour. Okay, now I do want to tell you about this.
Oh,
I do want to tell you. Yeah, because it's kind of interesting.
Okay, good. We'll
all
calm
right,
down.
So we love the people at Gallup, and we've had a bunch of people over the years who've represented them so well on the air. And all they do is chart how America's changing.
Right,
so they're not bringing any of their own politics into it. They're not doing any of that. Right. So they're just saying this is what's new and different with Americans. And so the latest poll that they conducted had to do with creationist views of human origin.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. Okay. So this is what they found. So this is just from June 3rd through 16th. Okay,
oh,
so it's a recent
poll.
So
it's very fresh.
Yeah. Recent. Yeah. So it turns out that 40% of U.S. adults ascribe to a strictly creationist view of human origins.
Describe.
Okay, 40%. Now, that's what this – now, you're asking the appropriate question, which is, wait a minute, what does that mean?
You're right.
They believe that God created them in their present form within roughly the past 10,000 years.
That God did. So mm-hmm. we didn't come up out of the stew of the ocean mm-hmm. and crawl on board.
Right. So God created humans in their present form within roughly the past 10,000 years. Okay. Now, what it doesn't say, and maybe because, you know, maybe this is too inside of a comment, but it doesn't really say whether people believe that the earth is old.
Just man.
Right. It's just they're talking specifically about man's place on the earth,
right.
which isn't really the only question. I think the bigger question for people that debate creation or just origins in general is just, do we trust the fossil record?
Right.
Do we trust what we understand about carbon dating, or are we trusting the genealogies and the scriptures alone? And if they ever would conflict, then we're going to go with the genealogies exactly as described in the scriptures.
So that's fascinating that today in 2019,
40%
of Americans. I'm surprised by that number.
So am I. If you would have asked me, I would have said 32.
I would have said 20.
Really? Okay. Well, it's 40%. However, it says more Americans continue to think that humans evolved over millions of years. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that number is increasing, even though it's still small. It's increasing either with God's guidance or increasingly without God's involvement at all. Okay. So look at – so I'm going to give you three numbers. So 40% is the number of people who believe that God created humans and it was in the last 10,000 years. That's 40. 33%, which is pretty close, believe that humans evolved over millions of years, but with God's guidance. So God's in the equation.
Sure, in the mix.
But evolution was a part of the process at 33%. 22%, which is the biggest increasing group, are people that believe that humans evolved over millions of years without God's involvement at all.
Okay. So not that 22% you say is increasing.
That's the largest increase of any of these groups.
See, I would have thought that would have been 40%
right.
or more.
Right.
Right.
And that's not the case. And I think that goes to tell us that the loudest voices in the media or social media are not the ones that represent the biggest groups of people. They're just the loudest.
That is so true.
Right?
Is it not? Yeah. We see that every day in the news media.
Yeah. So anyway, they say that the figure of this 22% of Americans who believe that humans evolved over millions of years without God's involvement at all, they think is pretty it correlates well with the number of people who are increasingly identifying as nones, mm-hmm. N-O-N-E-S, which means they have no religious affiliation at all.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Right. This is a new age. I'm just surprised by it all. Listen, so more greater detail, because Gallup goes into like education, ethnicity, age. They break it down tremendously. So if you're mm-hmm. interested in numbers, check it out online, gallup.com.
Yeah.
And you'll see their latest. And of course, they're always updating these surveys.
Yeah. I think it's interesting to know where we are in America and what it tells us about the current conversation we're having, because oftentimes the conversations we're having are really not heard or not really engaged in by the majority of people who live in this country.
Right. And it's hard to see the numbers and refute them when there they are in black and white.
Okay. Do you know where you'd land in this? Would you be one of the people? I mean, I know you believe in God's involvement.
Thank you.
I mean, unless something changed since yesterday when we were talking. Would you be one of the people that said that God created humans in their present form in the past 10,000 years? Or would you be a person who would say that they evolved over millions of years with God's guidance?
I would say evolved over millions of years with God's guidance.
Yeah.
That's just where I am.
Yeah, that's where I am too.
All right.
Okay, and all of you who disagree, we welcome your disagreement.
Sure,
I mean, look, none of us know.
No. I mean, it's a grand mystery.
And
if I
get to glory and I find out that I was totally wrong about that, then praise God.
Praise God.
And I'll be glad to hear the truth. The Wahoo people. They'll be very loud in heaven.
The people who just walked off the street with perfect pitch, the Wahoo people. Hey.
They don't have perfect pitch. They're just saying Wahoo.
You digging pickles?
I love pickles.
All right. Andy Masick, who joins us from the Heinz History Center. Picklesburg is underway. We're going to talk about that.
That's
all
kosher.
Things pickled.
A celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gonna celebrate. Oh.
101.5 WORD.
As we travel through the book of Jeremiah, we've heard him referred to as the prophet of the broken heart. Well, this week on Through the Bible, our teacher, Dr. J. Vernon McGee, tells us more about the depths of Jeremiah's heart and the difficulties of his job in representing God to a rebellious king and country. I'm Steve Schwetz, and I'll be waiting for you to hop aboard the Bible bus and join us.
Through the Bible, this evening at 9 p.m. on 101.5 WORD.
This is the entertainment answer. Lion King reigns in the theater, and Donald Glover, who voices Simba, says this about the message.
It's a very human and honest story of, like, nothing's permanent. It's such a great and beautiful way of talking to children about how permanence is not the point. The point is to be here and to be responsible for each other and love each other. I think that's, you know, very special.
Lion King, rated PG. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Dan O'Neill. At the Last Supper, Jesus told his disciples of the hardships ahead. In John 15:18, Jesus told them, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first." For many, it was hard to accept the kind of difficulties that came with being truly close to Jesus. However, Jesus also told them at that time of the good things that awaited them. He no longer calls them servants, but friends. He tells them whatsoever they ask the Father in his name, the Father will give them. And Jesus gives them the glory that the Father gave him. As we take communion, we should not only look forward to the challenge and responsibility of entering into unity with Jesus, but also to the glory and the victory. Join us at Eagles Wings Church Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. at Taylor Alderdice High School, 2409 Shady Avenue in the Squirrel Hill neighborhood of Pittsburgh, where we anticipate the glory and the victory amidst the challenge.
What you want is awesome new flooring at a great price. What you don't want is to spend hours at a showroom looking for it. With At Home Flooring, you won't have to. At Home Flooring is where awesome happens. And their family's been bringing awesome straight into Pittsburgh homes with top quality hardwood, tile, carpet, and vinyl for over 50 years. With their free shop at home experience, along with great selection and professional installation. So forget the showroom and schedule a little bit of awesome instead. Visit athomeflooringpgh.com.
Andy Masick is with us once again. Andy's a regular friend of our show. He joins us to talk to about Picklesburg. Andy's the president, the CEO of the Senator Johns Hines History Center in the Strip. Andy, welcome back.
It's good to be here.
Always good to have you.
I love a pickle.
Who doesn't like pickles? I mean, they've been around for 4,000 years.
Really?
Cleopatra loved pickles.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
How do we know that?
We know all kinds of stuff. We're the Hines History Center.
Oh, those museum types, they know stuff.
You dare challenge that.
Whatever.
Actually, the earliest record of pickles is 2030 BC, the Tigris Valley in India. Certainly by the time of the Egyptians and Cleopatra, pickles were common. Even then, pregnant women craved pickles.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. You know,
the salt and vinegar.
Right.
Because, you know, pickle is the word that we know today is probably from the Dutch pekel or the northern German pokel. And it means brine or salt.
I see.
And so that's one of the prime ingredients in pickling cucumbers and making it into something delicious.
Hmm. Okay.
It is delicious.
So the original pickling that we're talking about, going back to Cleopatra, were they cucumbers or were they other vegetables?
Yeah, you could pickle other
vegetables. Yeah,
because
you can pickle all sorts of things, right?
But pickled cucumbers have been around
okay,
at least since Cleopatra's time.
All right.
Very nice. Okay, so just as we were coming in, Mike reminded us that years ago you came and joined us to talk about a steamboat that was buried in a field, and they found American pickles.
You know, in 1856, a Pittsburgh-built steamboat, they called it the Steamboat Arabia, steamed down the Ohio River, up the Mississippi River, up the Missouri River, hit a snag, a sunken tree, and sank in 30 minutes. Total loss.
Wow.
A million objects on board, buried in the mud, kept going deeper and deeper into the silty bottom of the Missouri River. 150 years later, some guys figured out where it was, 45 feet under a cornfield in Kansas City. They excavated it. They had to put 20 pumps, high-volume pumps, all around the site. They found it with metal detectors, and then they put these pumps 60,000 gallons a minute. They lowered the water table so they could, with big earth-moving equipment, remove the overburden and expose the wreck. But the amazing thing is, everything was perfectly preserved. The pickles were still green in the jars.
Come on.
Coats, hats, shoes, boots,
no, wait,
everything.
Because of the silt?
Wearable. Because it was an anaerobic environment. No oxygen,
no oxygen
down there in the water table for 150 years. And the pickles are still in these glass jars with big corks in them, and they're edible. We even know they're edible because one of the diggers, on a whim or a dare, pulled the cork off one of the bottles, reached in, pulled out a pickle, and ate it and didn't die. And in Pittsburgh, we count that as edible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
for sure.
You got that right.
Yeah, we don't need a date printed on there.
Nah.
No, for sure not.
What a great story. Holy smokes.
It's even true. You know, you can see those pickles at the Heinz History Center.
Really?
We have them in our special collections gallery. You can see 150-year-old pickles, and you can also see 150-year-old ketchup. Because in that same boat, in the hold of that boat, was ketchup from 1856.
Wow.
It gets a little thin up at the top. You know how when your ketchup sits for a while?
I know.
Yeah, you got to shake it up pretty good.
Yeah.
Because it settles and gets kind of watery up at the top. So that's why you have to use your good ketchup pouring technique. Hold it at a 30-degree angle.
Pop it.
Maybe tap it on the
57.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're Pittsburghers.
I mean, we know how to do it.
Yeah.
If we don't know how to do it, nobody does.
Just in case there were some out-of-towners here for Picklesburg.
I understand.
Yeah. Right.
We welcome the foreigner.
All things pickles. So Picklesburg, is it on the Clemente Bridge? Is that where it is?
On the Roberto Clemente Bridge, those bridges, the Three Sisters, the Rachel Carson Bridge and the Roberto Clemente Bridge, the three bridges were built as in 1926 to 29, and they are almost identical. Mm-hmm. They're I-bar construction. They've got, instead of cables suspending them, they've got these giant steel bars that are shaped like an I with a hole at each end, and that's what links them together. And Picklesburg, which is hosted by the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership, will invite tens of thousands of people to party on the bridge, but also on Duquesne Boulevard. This year they're expanding it.
Oh, good.
You've been there.
Are they going to close Fort Duquesne Boulevard?
I think they're going to close portions of it, or half of it. So I think you can still get by. The smartest thing to do is to park by the History Center, and which is like three or four blocks away, and there are four big parking lots around there. And then if you get overheated at Picklesburg, because it could be in the mid-80s.
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
Yeah. You can come into the History Center, which is the coolest place in town.
Literally.
Why is that?
Well, in 1898, it was built as the Chautauqua Lake Ice Company Warehouse, and it stockpiled ice that they would cut on the northern lakes like Lake Chautauqua.
Really?
They'd railroad the 600-pound blocks of ice down to Pittsburgh, and then the railroad cars would come right in the chamfered corner. You'll notice that the corner of the History Center at 13th and Smallman actually is clipped off, and there are giant iron doors there. The railroad cars would come right in there. They'd disgorge tons of ice. Mules would take the ice blocks on switchbacks to the upper floors. But the whole thing was just a giant refrigerator, and that was what people used for their ice boxes. That's where they got the ice for their ice boxes.
No kidding.
100 years ago.
So it wasn't they made a refrigerator. This was ice that was brought in a natural process.
Right. And, you know, people ask, how did they keep that ice cold in there? Did they use sawdust or, you know, how did they insulate it? Well, they actually didn't use sawdust. The walls are 3 feet thick of brick at the base, and there are very few windows. And the windows that were there had casement sliding doors over them to keep out the sunlight and keep the cold in. And it was just the mass of ice that kept it cold year round instead of any kind of special insulation.
All right. So let me ask you this, Andy. And, you know, I grew up on Chautauqua Lake. And so if I was putting a block of the water from the lake in my freezer or refrigerator, I would not feel necessarily good about that at this point. Well, I mean, we've had, you know, whether it's Chautauqua or it's Erie or whatever, there have been cases of toxic mold. There have been cases, there's a lot of seaweed. There's a lot of issues. I mean, were things different then?
That comes much later.
Industrialization.
With agriculture. And,
it's really the agriculture and the kinds of nutrients or fertilizers that we're putting on the farm fields. And then it rains and there's runoff. The runoff goes downhill, gets into the creeks and streams and right into Chautauqua Lake. And then that breeds all kinds of algae and other gunk that grows along the shore of the lake. But 100 years ago, it was crystal clear.
So it was the pre-gunk
phase. Yeah, pre-gunk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So how often did the ice arrive at the ice house?
Well, only in the wintertime. They would stockpile it as long as the lake was frozen.
Bring it in.
They would bring it in, and then during the breakup or the big thaw, then they stopped delivering new ice, but they had it packed so full of ice that it lasted all summer.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
That really, and I wonder, Pittsburgh could not have been the only destination for the ice.
No, Cleveland and Buffalo and other places all got ice from the Northern Lakes.
And was it one distributor? Was it one person, company?
There were several, but the Chautauqua Lake Ice Company was one of the big ones, and they had a large workforce up there at Lake Chautauqua. They had giant saws. Mm. This was all hand labor. Mm. And the men with saws, imagine the largest kind of logging saws that you've ever seen. And they'd use these for sawing through the ice. It could be 2 or 3 feet thick, the ice in those days.
So your product was free.
Oh, yeah.
But labor was the intensive.
Right. And then transportation. Right. But anyway, today, if you come to the History Center, because we're a Smithsonian-affiliated museum, we've got to keep the temperature and humidity stable for the collections at the History Center. And so it's always cool inside, and the thick walls, the 3-foot thick walls of the building, keep that temperature constant insides. So if you get overheated at Picklesburg, you know where
to go. Place to be.
Right. Nice. Andy Masick's with us, president and CEO of the Senator John Hines History Center in association with the Smithsonian Institution. We were talking about the Three Sisters bridges a couple moments ago, and you said that they are almost identical. I just thought that they were identical.
Well, the lengths are a little bit different.
Oh, that makes sense.
And
because
so,
the shoreline is natural. And,
right.
Right.
And they're anchored on the shores. We're the only city in America that has three identical.
Is that right?
No
bridges.
Kidding. So for years it was the 6th, 7th, and 9th Street Bridge.
Right.
Now they're named.
Right.
Clemente, Rachel Carson.
David McCullough. He's 16. Which is the other one?
I'm forgetting the third bridge.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to get calls.
We are going to get calls.
Sorry. I mean to throw you under the bus.
Yeah,
there.
Thanks, John.
Heck.
Good grief.
My apologies.
Right, we'll
by the time we finish, we'll know the...
That's right.
Let's take a break.
We need to go a break anyway, so it's perfect timing.
All right, good. Andy Masick is with us. We're talking all things pickles and ice. Senator John Hines History Center.
scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. That's exactly what's happening every day at the Springhouse in 84. We're literally up to our elbows in ice cream. But who could resist a cotton candy ice cream cone? Or how about cookie dough? Or Heath Crunch? Or even raspberry chocolate yogurt? You've just got to try them all. If not a cone, then how about a toasted almond fudge ball? Creamy vanilla ice cream rolled in toasted chopped almonds and topped with gooey hot fudge and real whipped cream. Or better yet, a strawberry ice cream shortcake made with real old-fashioned shortcakes, smothered with sliced strawberries, and again, real whipped cream. Jump in the car now. Head to 84 in the Springhouse, where we want you to scream for ice cream.
Texting and rules for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Free meals provided with order. Texting privacy rules and TNCs at www.textrules.us.
Martha Stewart wants to give you three free meals for your own in-home taste test. That's right. Martha's Meal Kit Delivery Service, Martha and Marley Spoon, is giving away three full-size meals. To be part of Martha's free at-home taste test, text QUICK to 246810. Forget about awful frozen food and unhealthy fast food. Martha wants you to enjoy three of her best 30-minute meals for free. Just text QUICK to 246810. That's QUICK to 246810.
Yes, yes, yes!
If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience. Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways.
I can breathe!
You'll get all the air you need through your nose, not your mouth. And with less snoring, there's more chance of sleep.
For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
I started out in public education, and I've been in education for almost 40 years now.
Jubilee Christian School Principal April Eisman.
Education is what I knew, and that was my passion. I loved it. But to see the need in society for even more than what we're doing in the churches, because if your children are involved in the church, they're still never more involved than a few hours a week. I want to give students more grounding, give them more of a spiritual foundation. I want to make a difference.
Jubilee Christian School, Mount Lebanon, K through 6th grade. Imagine, believe, achieve. At JubileeCS.org.
At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens TrueMetrics and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today.
I love the joy that children bring to the office.
Good dental habits begin early with Dr. Megan Stock.
I like creating those good, positive first experiences.
My mommy is a really good dentist, and she'll take good care of you.
Visit StockFamilyDentistry.com.
You have my word on it.
Partly cloudy tonight, comfortable once again with a low of 64 degrees. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm with a high of 85. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 67. Sunday, it'll be another warm day, also starting to turn more humid with sunshine and some patchy clouds. Sunday's high, 84 degrees. With your Iraqi weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Danielle Niddle.
Sitting in my niece's home in the north side just days ago, she's 6 years old, and she said to me, Aunt Kathy, would you believe that my parents have never taken me to the Heinz History Center?
What?
Ooh.
She said, out of the blue, she said that to me. I said, well, it sounds like an abusive situation, doesn't it? I mean, how dare her parents?
It's a bad side of the family. Yeah.
Anyways, that's how much... Excuse me, the Heinz History Center.
You're getting a little choked up.
I am. It was such a beautiful moment. All of a sudden, I couldn't talk. Anyway, we love the Heinz History Center, as does my niece, Juliana.
Well, when your niece is ready, would you give me a call, and I'll give her the behind-the-scenes
yes,
tour.
Yes, I will.
We'll show her the 150-year-old pickles, and I'll even show her the original pickle pin.
Oh, okay. So tell us. So the pickle pins that I'm holding in my hand, I can tell. You know, I've said before on the air that my parents met at the H.J. Heinz Company. So were it not for Heinz ketchup, I would not even be here.
Yes.
But I can tell. I love this Heinz pickle pin, but this is not
it's
the original.
It's a knockoff.
Yeah, it is a knockoff, but it's very close to the original. The original was a little bit fatter and just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And it was invented in 1893 by young H.J. Heinz. And he was at the Columbian Exposition in Chicago, the World's Fair. He had won in 1889 in Paris the gold medal for the best food
really?
For his pickles. And he thought, wow, this is big stuff. Remember, 1889, Paris, that's when they built the Eiffel Tower.
Okay. Yeah.
And so now it's the Americans' turn. Chicago is going to host the World's Fair. They build the Ferris wheel. They come to Pittsburgh, and a young engineer named George Ferris designs this moving wheel that can carry 2,000 people at a time.
And terrify them all.
Yeah. It was the hit
what
of the fair.
What a horrible idea.
But the other hit of the fair was in the food pavilion, in the agriculture pavilion, young H.J. Heinz got a booth, a really big booth. He had pyramids of ketchup and pickles and horseradish, but they put him up on the second floor of the exhibit hall. Well, these were huge exhibit halls. You had to take more than 100 steps to get
and he's
up
carrying
to,
them all up there?
They had to get everything up there, but the people weren't coming up to see his display because there was plenty to see on the first floor, and who wants to walk up 100 steps? So on the fly, H.J. comes up with an idea. He prints up these little luggage tags that are gold-colored. They have like a brass foil on them, so they glint like gold. And it says on them, bring to the Heinz booth on the second floor for a free prize. And so men and women walking arm in arm, you know, imagine ladies with leg of mutton sleeves,
the Gibson
girl
look.
Yeah, right. And the guys with their ties and paper collars and hats. And they said, honey, let's go see what we won. And they trooped up the stairs by the hundreds, by the thousands. By the hundreds of thousands, people found their way to the Heinz booth. They saw the pyramids of ketchup and pickles and horseradish, and the prize they redeemed with their little luggage tag was a pickle pin.
No. But they weren't plastic then.
No, right. they were made of composition. It was kind of
like
sawdust and resin
and
made under heat and compression. It was the pre-plastic.
I see.
And they were designed as a watch fob charm or a bracelet charm. But the amazing thing is Heinz gave away more than a million pickle
pins. No way.
Wow.
The New York Times thought it was such a great gimmick, such a great idea, because nobody else was branding this way then.
Yeah.
They did a whole story on him. And they said, a young entrepreneur who found himself in a pickle was saved by one. And they told the whole story of the pickle pin. And that's really kind of what launched H.J. Heinz as this amazing advertising, branding, entrepreneur.
I see.
And others started copying everything he did.
I love it because, you know, it's this little slice of whimsy. You wear it and people just feel good. It's kind of goofy.
Right. Almost everyone who grew up in Pittsburgh has a pickle pin someplace in their jewelry box or in a cigar box someplace because they used to go on the factory tour. And at the end of the tour, you got a pickle pin.
Right. So do you have the luggage tag? Do you have one of those?
We have one of the original luggage tags. We have the history of pickle pins. We have about 23 different varieties.
There are that many different iterations.
Yeah. You'll see they're all subtly different. The color changes a little bit. But if you want to win your own pickle pin at the History Center, all you have to do is take the steps. So on, we have six flights of steps for our exhibit halls, our exhibit galleries. And on each landing, there's a stamper, and you get a little passport. And on each landing, you stamp your passport. And if you bring that passport to the gift shop, you get a free pickle.
Oh, my gosh. It's like the original World's Fair.
Oh, that's fabulous.
I love it.
Excellent.
I love it. Okay, well, we're going to take a break, but during the commercial break, I'm putting this on my jean jacket.
Very nice.
My pickle pin.
Yeah. To have your own pickle pin, it's a little piece of Pittsburgh pride.
We used to get like two or three in our stocking every year.
Really?
Well, it's, you know, when you're a, you know, Heinz offspring, what happens.
Your parents were big spenders.
Oh, yeah.
101.5 WORD.
Coming up on Love Worth Finding.
What's the key element in learning to pray effectively? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
The most important thing is not that you know how to pray. The most important thing is that you are qualified to pray. Because if you're qualified to pray, before long you will be learning how to pray.
Learn about the privilege of prayer this month on Love Worth Finding.
Tonight at 11 on 101.5 WORD.
Hey, Pittsburgh, if you've been thinking about a new car or SUV, now is the time. With the summer sales event in full swing, Calusi has savings on the entire lineup of crossovers, like the Chevy Equinox, Trax, and Blazer. Plus, with Chevy Loyalty Cash, you could save an additional $1,000 off the MSRP on select models. Check them out at Calusi.com. Find new roads at Calusi Chevrolet.
Looking for a satisfying career helping people with disabilities? Consider LifeSteps, who's served Western Pennsylvania since 1923 and offers 100% paid health, dental, and vision premiums for full-time employees. All shifts available. Make a difference and call LifeSteps today at 724-283-1010 or visit LifeSteps.net. That's LifeSteps.net to check out available positions. LifeSteps is an equal opportunity employer.
At Extreme Car and Truck in Bridgeville, find extreme accessories for all your dirty jobs, like hauling landscape supplies. Protect your vehicle with spray-on bedliners, tonneau covers, WeatherTech floor liners, and more. Say goodbye to dirt and grime inside and out with extreme detailing. Plus, lift kits, electronics, and remote starters, always a favorite. Extreme Car and Truck in Bridgeville, for the extreme in all of us. At extremetruck.net.
Providence Presbyterian Church,
Washington Alliance Church,
Bethlehem Lutheran Church,
St. John the Baptist Church,
Impact Christian Church,
The Bible Chapel.
What do all these churches from various denominations have in common?
Nello Construction.
Design and build with one company.
Nello Construction.
Full service construction from the ground up.
Renovation. Expansion.
Nello Construction. The choice for churches.
See the projects.
Begin the journey
at NelloConstruction.com.
Train up children in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. PittsburghChristianSchools.net will help you locate true educational partners in Allegheny, Beaver, Butler, and Washington counties. PittsburghChristianSchools.net.
About one in three women will have an abortion by age 45, and nearly half of abortions are among women 24 years old or younger. This is Dr. David Stevens of the Christian Medical Association. Deciding to have an abortion has got to be the most difficult decision a woman may ever make in her lifetime. But nothing can justify the intentional taking of innocent life. Talk with your doctor about life-saving options.
We're talking pickles. Andy Masick joins us from the Senator Johns Hines History Center.
We're also talking about the 150th anniversary of the H.J. Hines Company, which is coming up in the fall. And I didn't even know that we were going to be celebrating that. I didn't realize we were at 150. I got to be honest. As I said before, my parents met at Hines. My aunt and uncle met at Hines. So we were a heavy-duty Hines family. But the Hines Company does not exist.
No, it doesn't.
As it did before.
Well, it exists, but it's different. The Kraft Heinz Company.
You've brought up something that's very sensitive to me. It should have been Heinz Kraft. Kraft Heinz just
we
sounds
know
weird.
That in
it
Pittsburgh.
It just sounds that it awkward. Should've. It should have been Heinz Kraft.
I wonder what the thinking was there.
I think it had to do with
I think
money.
The headquarters in Chicago and Kraft. But, you know, when Warren Buffett bought into Heinz. Mm-hmm. You know, he bought 50% stake in Heinz, and he actually came to the History Center.
Really?
At that time. I had dinner with Warren Buffett.
Oh, what? How long ago was this?
No, this is probably, 15 years ago?
Let's see. When?
Probably 10.
Yeah. And we had dinner. We actually moved some things out of the Heinz exhibit, and we set up a table there.
What?
And he and I had dinner
that
there.
That is terrific.
It was amazing. He is such a smart guy.
I bet he is.
He asks good questions. He's curious. He's naturally curious. But as we were talking, he was looking at an exhibit of Heinz soup. You know, you can't get Heinz soup anymore today. They don't make it. But in the 1930s and 40s, it was a big deal.
Mainstay.
And young Warren worked in his parents' grocery store in Omaha, Nebraska. He had a white apron on, and he
wore a white shirt with a black tie, probably.
He was the guy, the clerk, and he used one of those gripper things, he told me, you know, a stick with like a little gripper hands on it, and you squeeze it to get the cans from the upper shelves and things. And he said that what impressed him so much was that women would come into the store, and they'd ask for Heinz products by name. And he'd say, oh, but these soups down here on this pyramid, those are on sale this week. And they say, no. We want that one way up there on the top shelf because they knew what was best for their families. Mm. Heinz had already developed a reputation for pure foods. H.J. Heinz was one of the main drivers behind the 1906 Pure Food and Drug Act that required you to put the labels with
the
contents
ingredients right.
on it and make sure that you weren't throwing things into the soup that shouldn't be there. And,
right. So sterilization.
Yeah. He really pioneered that kind of stuff. The women who worked in his factory, and most of the factory workers were women. They were more reliable than the men, better hygiene. when they would come to work, they each got a manicure once a week. They got a manicure. They had showers. They had uniforms they had to wear. And think about this for a minute. We're talking 1880s, 1890s, early years of the 20th century. Many of the young women, many of them were teenagers in their early 20s, they lived in substandard housing. None of them had indoor bathrooms. They had to use a outhouse.
Sure.
They had a pump that they filled up a bucket or a basin with and washed. He knew that the spread of disease could be a real problem. I mean, Pittsburgh was a dangerous place to live with typhus and even cholera
right.
and communicable diseases, much of it waterborne. And so his first job was to make sure everyone had clean hands and were washed and had clean uniforms every day.
Wow.
And so I think we owe a lot to H.J. Heinz, not just for Heinz products, but for safe foods today.
Yes.
And we're going to tell that story as we look back 150 years. 1869 is when young H.J. Heinz started his business. Started by asking his mother in Sharpsburg, hey, Mom, what kind of things do we have that you've canned that I could sell from my wheelbarrow? And so she'd fill up his wheelbarrow with some horseradish sauce and pickles and some other condiments. And he would wheel that wheelbarrow downtown and sell right out of the wheelbarrow. People said, hey, this is really good. What else you got, kid? And he'd go home and say, Mom, what else we got? And so she'd load him up. He started making his own labels. And pretty soon he had parlayed this into a major food business, and by the early years of the 20th century, they were selling Heinz products on every continent except for Antarctica.
No kidding.
It was the biggest food empire in the world.
Wow. I mean, don't you love it when you travel around the world and you do run into a bottle of Heinz ketchup? You always go,
photograph
still says
it. Yep.
Pittsburgh, PA.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
And even the shape of that Heinz bottle, that kind of octagonal bottle with the flats mm-hmm. on it. And the little cigar band near the neck, that little paper label near the neck, that's
yes.
so you don't see the separated ketchup. You know how it gets
sure.
a little watery.
Oh, sure. Is that why that's there?
Yeah, that's
I never
so
knew that.
You can't see
it's an aesthetic ring.
Yep,
it's one of those things you don't need to see.
Heinz came up with that. I mean, H.J. came up with that,
wow.
and then after he did it, everybody did it. So go to a grocery store and look at any bottled
they'll
product.
All have something
they'll
up
all
there.
Have a little cigar band
how
right
about
around
that
the neck
yeah there. So he was a kind of a frontiersman in a bunch
of
areas. I really appreciated what you said about his care for young women, and it made me think of Edenhall Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know about Edenhall
right,
Farm
right.
Yeah, so it was you probably know more about it than I do, but it was a piece of property north of the city that he purchased, and it was exclusively for the use of the young women who worked at Heinz.
Like a park?
It was better than a park. It was like It was, I would say, I was halfway between a spa and a hotel and a country getaway.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And there were educational opportunities.
I see.
He wanted them to get high school diplomas. He taught them to read. And remember, many of those girls, English was not their first language.
I see.
They were immigrants from all over the world.
Sure.
And so learning to read and write in English was
that's fascinating.
An important
goal. And then you fast forward into the even into the 1950s, and I have to give credit to Bill Lape because I know the man who ran Edenhall Farm for several decades. The company was committed to women who were working, even in the 50s at Heinz, who were either single moms or didn't make very much money. They wanted to offer them a place where they could take a vacation.
Wow. Right.
With their kids or without their kids, but that it would be free.
I mean, that's
so
socially
that was something,
so responsible.
I know, and it was something that seemed so progressive. When you look back on it, you think that was happening in the 50s.
Right, right.
You probably know this from your own parents, but that kind of caring management resulted in amazing loyalty.
Right.
And we have in the History Center collection charms and bracelets and pins and watches from 50-year employees. You know, each 10 years,
right,
they'd get another charm
Market.
For their bracelet. And 50 years. Imagine working for company
My dad
for 50
worked there
years.
48 years.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, it was the only place he ever worked once he graduated
out of
from college.
Right there.
And I got to tell you, when I was growing up, and we would get together with other Heinz families, which happened regularly, whether it was on holidays or it was on the 4th of July or whatever it was. And the overarching feeling was they were all proud to work there.
Mm-hmm. Family.
They all were.
Oh, that is so did H.J. Heinz?
And that's something has disappeared
sure.
from the corporate landscape in America. People no longer have that feeling of allegiance. I mean, I remember being a little kid, being in the grocery store, and my dad saying, we always buy Heinz products.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter what it is. And he would say, okay, we're going to buy that store brand of soup because that's still a Heinz product.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And that's just what you did.
We've got scrapbooks at the History Center kept by employees, and one woman, every time her uniform changed, you know, pinstripes, colors, she would cut out the little shape of her uniform and paste it into the scrapbook. And so there were 20 different uniforms over the years.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Along with photographs of her
Fabulous.
Friends and
so did
coworkers.
H.J. Heinz still live in Pittsburgh?
He did. He did stay in Pittsburgh. And even his son and his son lived in Pittsburgh.
On the north side?
Not on the north side. They moved over to Fox Chapel later
sure.
on. But it really was a family affair until after World War II.
Fabulous. Let's take a quick break. Andy Masick's with us. We're talking about Picklesburg and H.J. Heinz and, of course, their involvement and successful promotion of pickles worldwide. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hey, before you know it, we'll be back in session as far as school goes. But, you know, we're halfway through the summer, and it's probably a good time to reflect on what the school year was like. And so we can see how the summer's going and then look ahead to the fall. Well, I have a daughter who's between her sophomore and junior year at Grove City College. And so she's now halfway through her summer job. It's given us a good chance to evaluate how her last semester at Grove City impacted what she's doing this summer. And, you know, I'm really, really happy about it. And it's not just that she's utilizing stuff that she learned in the classroom as much as it is that I can see that she's learned how to integrate her faith with book knowledge, and it's all coming together so that when she's in the workplace, she's actually, I don't know, she's thinking differently. She's functioning better. I really think the training she's getting at Grove City is making a big difference at work.
I agree, Kath. My son will be becoming a senior at Grove City College this year. And you see the growth in your child's life from a senior in high school to a senior in college. He's an intern at a local robotics company here in the city of Pittsburgh. I'm excited for him. And I know that many of those powers, much of the strength that he's derived, has come from those last 3 years at Grove City College. So you as a parent thinking about your child and what the future holds, Both Kath and I would recommend you take a good look at Grove City College for the future growth of your child, not only in intellectual growth, but as a Christian as well. GCC.edu, Grove City College.
When wet weather is on the way, keep it dry inside with J&D Waterproofing. Water seepage and a sinking foundation can cause major structural damage if left untreated. Joe Belanti and the team at J&D Waterproofing have the experience to correct your water problem with over 72 years in the industry. Call the Tri-State's premier waterproofing company now at 1-800-VERY-DRY for a free estimate and big savings on all waterproofing services for a limited time. J&D Waterproofing, 1-800-VERY-DRY.
Today's world craves leaders. Leaders with vision, moral character, and independent thinking. Leaders aren't born, they're made. And since 1986, Rhema Christian School in Moon has laid the foundation that makes leaders. Through academic and extracurricular activities designed to be as instructional as they are competitive. Through mission and service opportunities, arts and athletics. An independent school where pre-K through 8th grade students are formed to become the independent leaders of tomorrow. Schedule a tour at rhemachristianschool.org.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Okay, so the other bridge is the Andy Warhol Bridge. Now, I want you to know that as soon as we went to break, this was a couple breaks ago, all four of us said it at the same time. Right. We're like, oh, it's Andy.
So anyway, Roberta Clemente.
Andy Warhol and Rachel Carson. Yeah. Those are the three sisters'
bridges.
And Rachel
Carson is the bridge that's under construction or rehabilitation now. It's got plastic sheets on it and all that stuff. So they're doing one bridge at a time, the county is.
Oh, so they'll do the others also?
Right.
Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
This is actually Clemente's been done. Rachel Carson is under construction now, and then they'll do Warhol.
Okay. All right. All right. So close this out, Andy. We're talking about H.J. Heinz, and there's a special celebration coming up in October.
Yeah. This is the 150th anniversary of the Heinz company. And so at the History Center, we're going to have Heinz-toberfest in October.
Wait, are we going to have ketchup in like large steins?
We're going to have a ketchup tasting. So, you know, the recipe for ketchup varies from continent to continent. If you're in England, it's sweeter.
Right.
If you're in Thailand, it's spicier. And so to accommodate the palates, the very palates of the people around the world, the recipe for ketchup changes. So we'll do ketchup tasting, and you can try to guess. Our ketchupologist will be on hand.
Oh, I love a ketchupologist.
There's a ketchupologist?
Oh, yeah. Wait,
how did I miss my calling?
Yeah,
you could have been a ketchupologist.
I could
it's in your
have
DNA.
Done that. Yeah. You guys have led me astray.
Yeah. Well, there's still time. No, there is.
But there's also Hometown Homegrown, which is October 19th, and that's where we bring purveyors of all kinds of Pittsburgh products together, things that are made locally here, just as Heinz did years ago. And there's sampling, there's fresh food, there's fun games for the kids. So that'll be in October.
Is it just food, or is it other?
It's really food-oriented.
I see.
We do a vintage Pittsburgh thing, which is kind of tchotchkes and art and artifacts and things. But Hometown Homegrown is all about food.
I see. Mm. So, Andy, when you join us, you always bring up these special events. Is there a place people can get like a Heinz History email to stay in the loop?
They can if they want to get on our e-blast list. First, go to the website, www.heinzhistorycenter.org. And find out more. If you join, you automatically get newsletters, magazines. You automatically become a Smithsonian Institution member because we're affiliated with the Smithsonian, as you pointed out earlier,
yes.
Kathy. And so I encourage people, if you're a senior, a membership is only $57.
An important number.
Mm. Very nice.
Uh-huh.
Andy, we thought about you a lot because with the 50th anniversary of Apollo last week, and Kath and I went to the moon exhibit
just a fabulous time.
It was a great time at the History Center.
It just made me so proud that we were able to have the Apollo 11 Columbia capsule right here
thrilled.
In Pittsburgh. And you could see Buzz Aldrin's helmet and visor, the very one that's in all those pictures that you see of him standing next to Jack Kinzler's flag. A Pittsburgher came up with that flag that stands out all by itself on the moon. And to think that it took 400,000 Americans to build that Saturn V rocket and the Columbia capsule and the lunar landing module and all the things that went into putting a man on the moon, and how we all worked together, how we came together as a people for this big, audacious goal.
In 8 years.
It's amazing what human beings can do.
And now we just fight on Twitter.
We need another big goal, a big, audacious goal that we can all get behind.
Heck yeah,
All right, Andy, so you have special rates for seniors, and what about kids?
Kids get in for our kid rate. Of course, if you're a member, you come free.
Nice.
And
So the best thing to do is to be a member.
Join up. Join the Heinz History Center.
Yes.
Learn about your history and be proud to be a Pittsburgher.
We are. Andy, always a great pleasure to be with you. You're a storyteller extraordinaire and always welcome here. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Heinz History Center, be a member. Listen, online you can see it, HeinzHistoryCenter.org. Andy Masick, the president, the CEO of Heinz History Center. Take a break, come back. Stick with us. It's the Friday edition of John and Kathy.
Changes the world. 101.5 WORD-FM, Pittsburgh, a service of Salem Media Group.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says Guatemala is signing an agreement to restrict asylum applications to the United States from Central America.
The agreement would require migrants, including Salvadorans and Hondurans, who cross into Guatemala on their way to the U.S., to apply for protections in Guatemala instead of at the U.S. border. President Trump called it a very big day.
It's going to provide safety for legitimate asylum seekers and stop asylum fraud and abuses.
The deal could potentially ease the crush of migrants overwhelming the U.S. immigration system. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump is also pressuring the World Trade Organization to stop letting China and other economies receive lenient treatment under global trade rules by calling themselves developing countries. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow is up by 51 points. The Nasdaq rose 91. This is SRN News.
The Ride Home with John and Kathy, driven by Calusi Chevrolet, serving the Pittsburgh area for over 100 years.
Recent storms have done a number on Pittsburgh's homes and businesses. If you've had damage to your roof, windows, siding, or gutters and downspouts, you may be eligible to get them replaced or repaired free of charge. All you have to do is visit WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com for a free inspection from one of their highly trained appraisers. With over 50 years in home remodeling, Windows R Us is the area's premier exterior replacement company. For roofs, siding, gutters and downspouts, doors, and of course, windows. If damage isn't your issue and you just want something new, you'll love their no-pressure approach, no hidden fees, and one of the fastest turnaround times in the industry. Why pay twice as much with other companies? Visit the area's premier exterior replacement company at WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com. Mention Word FM for an additional 10% off at WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com. That's WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com.
You know social media can grow your business. What you need is a social media strategy. August 6th, the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber presents the 2019 Social Media Marketing Conference from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Gain expert insights from Salem Surround, Yelp, and other local pros to help develop your social media goals, protect and advance your brand. Plus, hear little-known tips and tricks that'll make you a social media master at La Roche University's Apala College Center, Babcock Boulevard. Reserve now at wordfm.com/conference.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So how was your breakfast this morning? Was it magnificent or just meh? You could have enjoyed a little morning comfort at the Bistro To Go Cafe, like their simply delicious signature sugar pecan French toast, a savory Tuscan or farmer-style breakfast bowl, or a daily chef-crafted special. Bistro To Go Cafe will always get your morning off to a delicious and healthy start. Have a great day with Bistro To Go on the North Side. See what's cooking at bistro-togo.com.
Partly cloudy tonight, comfortable once again with a low of 64 degrees. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm with a high of 85. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 67. Sunday, it'll be another warm day, also starting to turn more humid with sunshine and some patchy clouds. Sunday's high, 84 degrees. With your Iraqi weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Danielle Niddle.
Welcome to another edition of The Ride Home with John and Kathy, live from the Salem-Pittsburgh studios. And now here are your hosts, John Hall and Kathy Emmons.
Hey, good afternoon. Greetings. Thanks for coming along. The Friday edition of The Ride Home. We thanks to everyone who was with us the last several days for our Voice of Judah Israel fundraiser. Thank you so much for your great kindness. But we've got a regular show for you today.
And we're so excited
Me,
about
Kath,
it.
Me, Kath, new mic. Just yeah. Kind of talking away here.
Yeah, if you missed any of our first hour, we always love to talk to Andy Masick from the Heinz History Center. He's one of our most popular guests. And if you've never heard him, you got to, because you're going to love Pittsburgh even more than you already do. So check out our podcast, johnandkathyshow.com. Before we go any further, I feel like we should jump in right now. I feel like it's the perfect, is it the perfect time? Am I rushing it?
What? No, no.
I feel like I need to tell you both right now.
Tell me.
Your weekend has begun.
Oh, yes.
I got this 45 for my 14th birthday.
Oh, nice. Really?
We're going to be talking about vinyl in our next segment, and this was some vinyl. I never had a lot of vinyl because my dad had so much vinyl that it was kind of like, you know, when you're living with a collector, like you getting a couple is really no big deal.
Wait, now, so did you not have your own record player?
I did have my own record player, but his record player was so much better that why would I really have my own record player?
Like in your own room?
Yeah, I had it in my own room, but it didn't sound anywhere near what his did. So really, what was the point?
But having your own record player in your own room with the door closed was sort of the first step towards
maturity. Yeah, but fidelity-wise, there was nothing there.
No, of course not.
I mean,
not.
I had the plastic blue kind that was like a suitcase.
Oh, those. That was
horrible.
Your dad, I'm surprised you put that in the house.
Well, I think I probably, you know, got it from a friend and sneaked it in.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cool and the Gang celebration, my 14th birthday. That was the 45 that I got. I think that's the only 45 I ever owned.
One 45?
Yeah, because I never really listened to 45s. So were you into them?
Oh, yeah. We always had a ton of 45s.
Did you?
Yeah, because, you know, it's pre-album, right? Everybody had 45s. You wanted to buy the single.
I think not everybody had 45s.
Well,
in
my day, everybody had 45s.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, you'd always get the hit on the A side, and the B side kind of hit or miss.
That's the beauty of the B-side, is it was always kind of catch as catch can.
Right. Did you have a record store you went to?
Yes, National Record Mart at Northway Mall.
Nice. Mm-hmm. We would go to Bender's in Swissvale.
Okay. Was that right by Swissvale Music?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Long since gone.
Yeah, both of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's really
two
sad.
Two great stores.
Really sad.
Mike, were you a collector? Because you know, you're not of the vinyl age. Vinyl's had a bit of a renaissance, I guess, but they're way overpriced.
Not a bit of a renaissance, a huge renaissance.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm not on the vinyl age, but I do have over 150 45s.
What?
What?
Where'd you get those?
Only because...
Your grandma.
My sophomore year in college, I went to a Goodwill, and I wanted to theme out my...
Theme out?
Yeah, I wanted to theme out...
You were decorating.
Yeah, I was. I wanted to theme out my dorm room.
Nice.
So I got... I found three boxes full of 45s.
They might have been some like rare classics, and they're hanging on your wall.
Yeah.
Stuck and up there with, you know...
Stupid me. I'm like ignorant to the fact of any of this. I just... pinned them up on my wall.
Yeah.
That's still a cool idea.
That's a great look.
And they're down my parents' basement somewhere. I have no idea where they
go
are.
Go take a look. You might have like a gold
yeah.
mine
but here's,
in there.
Here's the problem with vinyl. And this was always the problem with vinyl, is if you don't take good care of it,
right.
then it deteriorates right. to the point where it's unlistenable.
I used to wash my records.
Good. Yeah, my dad always washed his
soap
records.
Soap and water?
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it works fine.
Yeah.
There's wow. Of course, if you're going to up the audiophile portion, you're going to use a special solution.
Of course you
right,
are.
Of course.
Which
right.
is, you know, you
and
are
a dry
applied
method.
By a... I mean, my dad had a special unit. It's like, it's probably 4 feet high, and it has a motor attached to it. And you put your record on there, and then you put the solution on it, and then you put the sponge on it, and it actually pushed the mm-hmm. album around at the appropriate speed.
Nice.
So that you were able to get the appropriate amount of lint off of it so that everything yeah. could be appropriate. So that once you took your vinyl and put it actually on the turntable, you'd be good to go.
Oh, yeah. Sort of look like the George Foreman grill.
Yeah, unfortunately, you have to quit your job and you have to cancel all other hobbies so that you can do this whole process.
Because
it takes a long
that.
Time if you want to listen to an album.
That was an all-consuming hobby,
it
wasn't it?
It certainly was an all-consuming
yeah, yeah.
hobby.
All right, yeah, yeah. So vinyl. We're going to talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah, but before we do that, I want to talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg because she's been in the news the last couple of days. And, of course, she's hovering around the news all the time because of her advanced age, because she's battled cancer 3 different times, and because everybody in America is obsessed with the next open seat on the Supreme Court.
Oh
I mean,
gosh.
It's sickening,
really.
It's like there are, you know, millions of people who are doing a death watch. Now, here's the thing. I'm a conservative when it comes to a political persuasion. And so when I look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her record, I could not disagree with her more. However, I like that lady.
Me too.
I like her. So I was a big fan of Antonin Scalia. And whether you are familiar with the stories or not, let me tell you that the two of them were tight friends. So Antonin Scalia was, you know, the lion of the conservative side of the Supreme Court. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the lioness on the left side. And the two of them were fast friends.
They were opera aficionados.
Opera aficionados. They spent a ton of time together outside of work. And they were never bothered by the fact that they were different.
They got along.
They just got it. It was not a big deal.
Right. Okay. So Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the news because she's been talking about the newest member of the Supreme Court.
Yeah. So this is a Washington Post story from today by Robert Barnes. Actually, it's from yesterday by Robert Barnes. And it said that she was interviewed on NPR by one of her former clerks, Neil Siegel. Oh, this actually wasn't – there's two different kind of stories here that are combined. She was interviewed by NPR, but her first comments were made to Neil Siegel, who's a law professor, one of her former clerks, and he runs the Duke University's D.C. Summer Institute on Law and Policy. And he kind of was digging for her to say something bad about Brett Kavanaugh.
Yes.
Right? After all of the contentious nature of everything surrounding his nomination. And you know what I love about Judge Ginsburg is she wouldn't go for it.
She did not
she
go there.
She would not go for it. This is what she said. This was Wednesday night of this week. The court remains the most collegial place I have ever worked.
Hooray.
I mean, isn't that awesome?
That sure is.
She said that she would like to see, quote, patriots on both sides of the aisle turn down the temperature on Supreme Court nominations. She said, my hope is that we will return to the way it once was when, quote, a flaming feminist like me could be approved almost unanimously by the Senate.
She would not be approved.
I think she was approved 98-2.
Yeah. There were just two. Yeah. I mean, which was incredible. And it kind of went unnoticed, quite honestly.
No, because that's the way Supreme Court nominations went.
Yeah, they
then.
Were. Now it's become a televised event where people are pulling out their hair and calling each other names, and it's just a hot mess.
She's been reflecting, as has everyone who's involved in the Supreme Court, on the recent passing of retired Justice John Paul Stevens. And she talked about the fact that he had, quote, an unusual combination of brilliance and humility.
Lovely.
She said you don't see those two characteristics together in many people.
That's so good.
So when she's being interviewed by this guy from Duke, and he says at that point that President Gerald Ford had said at that point when he was nominating Stevens that he had looked for the best legal mind in the country before he selected him. And then Siegel went on to say that the criterion for more recent court nominations probably isn't like that.
No.
But you know what? Ginsburg said this. Now, wait, she said, I can say that my two newest colleagues, Justice Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, are very decent and very smart individuals.
Hooray.
I love her.
Me too.
I mean,
you need that kind of wisdom.
She's not going to be
sucked into
this. She's not going to be sucked into all that craziness.
Right.
So
partisanship.
I don't know. I love the story because it's an example of someone who is going to kind of back up from the craziness of everything that's going on now. And I think it's important for me to say if someone that I disagree with so profoundly on political issues, on social issues, on you name it, just as a person, man, I'd love to meet her.
So I wonder what she means collegial.
It's a collegial atmosphere.
So I wonder how much time they're spending together.
She said, they're together full time. And they're off in the summer.
Right.
I think they finish in May.
But they're in their offices.
She said,
discussing.
She said, before we meet each day, before we talk and deliberate or anything, they all get together and shake hands. It's the first thing they do. She said they've always done it.
Really?
So it makes me think that the poison that is associated with the Supreme Court nominations only exists on the outside of that room.
Yeah, yeah. But so they come together in their offices at the Supreme Court. They gather probably together in a conference room or whatnot. They shake hands, sit down, mm-hmm. and then get down to conversation
right.
about the issues before
and
them.
That's when they start to disagree on everything,
yeah.
which is what they're supposed to do. And that's
right,
why
right,
we have
right.
them in lifetime appointments, because they're super intelligent people who are going to work out the most important and minute aspects of American jurisprudence. And aren't we glad that they're like that?
Heck yeah, we
but
are.
But all of us in this circus outside of that building, we need to relax it.
What's going to happen? Because it doesn't feel as though we're going to relax anytime soon. Will this survive? Will the Supreme Court survive this crisis of hysteria that we're currently
in? She also talked about that either in this article or another one I read. You know, the Democratic push from the party has been that they would take away lifetime appointments.
Right,
and there
right,
would be
right.
a certain – I
oh,
forget
no,
who it
don't
was.
Don't do that.
Was it Buttigieg or was it – or Beto O'Rourke? Anyway, one of them said that
now
there – or maybe it was Cory
this.
Booker. I don't know. One of them said there should be like a certain number of Democrats and a certain number of Republicans, whatever. She was like, absolutely not. That's
no,
stupid.
We're going to vote people in.
No, we're going to pick the best people and we're going to honor the system that brought us all here, and that we're going to act civil while we're here and do our best job.
Right. I mean, there's a reason this country survived so well for so long, because of great minds who crafted this.
Right. So how about we act like the people on the inside of the Supreme Court?
I'm into that. Shake some hands and get on with it. Let's take a break. Come back. We got lots more ahead. Stick around. It's The Ride Home with John and Kathy.
Hey, it's the weekend, and that means that I'm getting hungry. It's like 5:16.
I'm starting
to think about what you always say that, but you never bring food at this point.
I don't know. No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to ruin dinner.
You don't want to ruin dinner.
No.
Like, how many snacks have you had between 4 and 6 p.m. for the last decade?
Well, you just said I don't bring food in.
Well, but usually I'm bringing it in.
Oh, right.
That's what I'm saying. But you know what? I know someone who can bring the best snacks.
Marcia's here.
That's Marcia.
Marcia, we hear you laughing, hon. How are you doing today?
Hi, guys. Good. Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're hungry.
You're hungry. I'll have to get in there with some good stuff sometime.
Yeah, oh, I need some God. Alabama vegetable casserole is what I need, Marsh.
Right about now, I can go for some. How about some ice cream?
Ice cream, yeah. This is the last week of National Ice Cream Month, so this is a great month to come on down to the farm and have some ice cream, watch the heifers in the field cavort around, and a couple baby calves over there beside the store. And we have a new ice cream concoction this year, and it's called a chocolate covered strawberry sundae.
Oh.
And it is vanilla ice cream and mini pretzels and strawberries and hot fudge.
Oh my gosh, does that sound good?
It sure does.
Oh my gosh, it's kind of like that pretzel salad.
Yeah.
Yes,
a little bit like that,
which is magically delicious.
Does it come in a large tub, Marcia? Is it a large tub of
it is pretty good. did.
Oh, my gosh. Very all right. Nice. So if you're looking for an ice cream sundae or you're looking for actual food, maybe you're doing a party and you think, you know what, after all this, I really don't want to cook. Listen, for catering, for dinner, and for that dessert, there's no place better than the Spring House.
We love the Spring House. Thanks, Marcia.
101.5 WORD.
Playing Pittsburgh's favorite Christian music on the weekends. With the best new music.
New music.
New music from Francesca Battistelli, Defender. Greater Things from Mac Brock.
I trust your name for greater things.
And I'm Gonna Let It Go from Jason Gray.
I'm Gonna Let It Go. Oh,
the best new music and Pittsburgh's favorites. Sponsored by Trinity Jewelers. 101.5 WORD on the weekend.
Providence Presbyterian Church,
Washington Alliance Church,
Bethlehem Lutheran Church,
St. John the Baptist Church,
Impact Christian Church,
The Bible Chapel.
What do all these churches from various denominations have in common?
Nello Construction.
Design and build with one company.
Nello Construction.
Full service construction from the ground up.
Renovation. Expansion.
Nello Construction. The choice for churches.
See the projects.
Begin the journey
at NelloConstruction.com.
What's happened to my son? We raised him in the church and he went to youth group. He's not acting like himself, and this morning I found drugs in his room. I can't tell my pastor or my friends. They'll think I'm a bad parent. Is this my fault? I'm so ashamed and don't know where to turn.
There is hope. For over 50 years, Western Pennsylvania Adult and Teen Challenge has been helping families to find answers to their loved one's drug addiction. Call today, 724-265-4100, or visit paatc.org, bringing wholeness to the hopeless.
Most clubs you join require an initiation fee or a club membership, but not the Word FM Discount Shopping Club. No, in our club, you save as much as half. Half off home improvement services, web design, family entertainment, music festivals, and much more. All from the comfort of your computer or smartphone. Log on now to wordfm.com/shopping and God save the green.
Happy birthday to Mick Jagger.
How old do you think he is?
I'm saying early 70s. 70, 72 or 73?
76.
76?
Yes, he is.
Mick Jagger. So he had a hip replacement, right?
Some sort of surgery.
Yeah, and apparently he's back on tour, back on stage, mm-hmm. and still cranking out the moves.
When he had his surgery, I think he had a heart issue, too, as I recall. Maybe 4 or 5 months ago.
Really?
And, yeah, and... one of the stories associated with his surgery was talking about his children, and he has like 9 children.
Right. Oh, he had a damaged heart valve.
Okay. Yeah. I knew it was something heart related.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, I had no idea he had that many children.
9
And of course, it's not a nuclear family. That might not surprise you.
What? No, there's, you know, different different tendrils
out
there.
A lot.
So apparently during the Stones tour, the tour is now being sponsored by an annuity company. Which makes sense, right? Like the last thing that Mick Jagger and the Stones need is annuities, but they're the sole sponsor of the tour.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Really funny. Right. I like that. Hey, it's also Sandra Bullock's birthday.
Sandra
Bullock.
Are
you a fan?
I mean, I'm not, yeah, sure, why not?
Mike?
I'm a fan.
Are
I
you?
Like Sandra Bullock.
I like the space film she was in.
Oh, I never saw that.
Oh, that was a good film. I don't know what, I forget what it's called.
Yeah, I can't think of what it's called either.
But she was terrific in it.
Favorite Sandra Bullock film?
Her Sandra Bullock film? Boy, that's a rough one. I don't know. I can't say. Do you have one?
Oh, yes. Easy.
What?
So easy.
I know what you're going to say.
While You Were Sleeping.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
I thought you were going to say Miss Congeniality.
No, I don't actually. That's not all that funny. It's a little bit funny. While You Were Sleeping is all the way funny.
Really?
It's with her and Bill Pullman.
Huh.
And it is. Who's the guy who played Raymond's dad, and everybody loves Raymond. We love him.
Peter Boyle.
Peter Boyle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Peter Boyle is in While You Were Sleeping.
Gravity was the movie.
That's a great film. That's
fantastic film.
It's a great film, and I'd also say The Blind Side.
Yeah, The Blind Side is a
She's
great.
Terrific in that movie, isn't she?
I never saw it.
Oh, it's a great movie. Yeah, that, I mean, that's, you could call that in many ways a Christian film.
Do you remember the movie Speed?
Yes, I love with Keanu Speed Reeves.
Of
Keanu
course.
Reeves. Wasn't that a great idea for a movie? Great movie?
Is that a runaway bus? Is
yeah.
That a deal? Yeah, okay, uh-huh. Yeah.
I remember the first time I watched that. I was so tense.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Please, stay over 50.
Weren't they both so good in that?
They were amazing.
I never want to ride a bus again after
Wait,
that.
Wait, so it was gonna. There was a bomb on it, and it would explode if they went below
right.
55,
right? Yeah.
Who was the
exactly.
bad? There was a bad guy on the phone. Is that it? Was it John Malkovich?
I was going to say it's probably John Malkovich.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But
yeah,
I just
right.
guessed. I
back
don't
in 1994.
Really? Is that when it was?
Yeah.
That was a great, great movie.
Yeah.
I really liked that.
She went through a little rough patch there, didn't she?
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. Well, since she was married to somebody who was a big star and he cheated on her, right?
I mean, it sounds like a common Hollywood problem. Right. I don't remember that it was her.
Yeah.
I know she's adopted a couple kids, which is great.
I forget who her, you know, the husband was who was the ne'er
do well.
He
was a biker. Or something.
Oh, yeah, he
I thought
was.
He was a wrestler.
No, no, he was a biker. Yeah, Mike's right about that. He was a biker.
I thought he was like a professional wrestler or something. I don't know. Listen to us. This is how rumors get started.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesse James.
Jesse James.
Yes. Exactly.
From Texas.
And he was
is
not.
Is he a biker?
And he was not catching a football.
No,
he was not.
No, he was not.
Wait, sorry, Sandra
had
Bullock?
I didn't bring that up, Kat.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Is it too soon?
It is.
All right.
How old is he?
Jesse James?
No, Sandra Bullock.
Oh, I was going to say, Jesse James is probably 31.
How old is Sandra Bullock?
Sandra Bullock, how old do you think she is?
49.
Mike? I'm going to say 53.
55.
Boom!
Nice.
Ooh,
explosive.
Mike beat me
Yeah,
there.
Celebrity birthdays, so happy day to Mick Jagger and Sandra Bullock.
and the twain shall not meet, right?
Exactly.
What have they ever met? Hey,
Those
my birthday.
Two?
Yeah, she went backstage and saw the Stones. You know,
your birthday twin.
Can you imagine what does Mike Jagger look like on stage now? Probably the same.
Well, probably looks bad. I mean, he never.
No,
looked,
no.
Well, he never looked
decrepit.
Good.
But
no, that's not true. No, no.
No, he always
he a, no, no,
looked
no.
bad.
No, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
When you saw Jagger in the 60s,
he
had
looked
that, no.
bad.
He had that bad boy image.
Oh, he was gross.
The last time I saw him perform
him.
Live was
you saw him live.
No, I actually didn't see him live. I saw him live on TV during the Super Bowl.
Steelers
Super Bowl,
right.
What, 2009, Steelers, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And he looked, I mean, he still has the moves. But
yes, he does.
He looks so old.
Well, he's old. He's, what is he, 76?
He looked so horrible when he was 25.
No, he did
yes,
not.
Yes, he did.
If anybody needs plastic surgery,
was,
even though I don't believe in
he
it.
He was skinny and he looked nasty,
the Stones
and he always
were,
did.
No, the Stones were the flip side of the Beatles. You either dug the Beatles or you dug the Stones.
Yeah, now right? I would much rather listen to the Stones than to the Beatles, which I know doesn't surprise
yes.
any
it's
of you.
Good
I know
opinion.
It's not.
It's not an accurate opinion at all.
But listen, if you're looking at him, that's right. I'm not allowed to have an opinion.
You go right ahead.
That's right. It's not stopping.
It's not
you,
accurate,
your opinion.
But I'm just telling you. That's all I'm saying. Okay, speaking of Stones, we're looking at an article today about record collecting and the most expensive records that have been sold.
So you're talking actual vinyl?
Yeah. I mean, real vinyl. So do you have vinyl? Do you have
the only vinyl that I have, now you're going to laugh because this was my favorite vinyl from when I was a kid.
Oh.
So this is the only vinyl I have.
I can't wait.
It's just the Mary Poppins soundtrack.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's
nice.
That's exactly.
Oh, no, wait.
Neato, okay. Yes.
Wait, and I have Donna Summer on the radio.
Oh, my. Two. You have two. Whoop, whoop.
Listen. I just got to tell you, when you have, you know, a dad like my dad was,
right.
who had, you know, easily 500 vinyl, it's just
in
no point.
Pristine shape.
Right, no point in me accumulating
right.
my own.
I think there should be a rule. If you have vinyl,
yeah,
then one of the albums, it's a must. It has to be a Frank Sinatra album.
Yeah.
On vinyl.
For
well,
sure.
How do you enforce something like that? So a lot of people do not like Frank Sinatra.
I think that's just
period.
I think it's just human decency.
Well,
you just have
what
to
do you
have
mean?
That.
A lot of people don't like
people don't like a lot of people don't like Frank Sinatra.
I wouldn't say a lot.
I don't know if a lot.
I would say a lot.
I would.
He's
say
one
a
of
lot.
The best selling vocalists of all time.
Yeah,
so I
but
say,
I mean, I would say you know you got 10 people in a room. I bet you get 4 people to go. I don't like Sinatra.
Well,
I disagree.
Me too.
I'd say at least 8 out of maybe 7.
All right, let's go to our Facebook page.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
We got a Frank Sinatra poll on Facebook. Book.
Okay.
You know, do you dig Frank Sinatra or not? Right,
okay.
Doobie Doobie Doo,
aka okay. Scarface.
No. What's the worst Frank Sinatra song? Mm. I got two.
Oh, I know. There's not even a close second.
Okay,
When I Was 17.
No, 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 no.
I hate that song.
I would say two, New York, New York,
I don't like that either.
I despise that
yeah,
song.
And
My Way. Oh, that's the worst song.
I am totally with you.
Only because you hear it at every single wedding.
What, My Way?
That's not a good wedding.
That's not a good wedding song. That is not a good wedding song.
No, it's a
You hear New York a lot.
At a wedding?
At a wedding, yeah.
Maybe if you're from Jersey.
Right. Or if you're a Mets fan.
No, a Yankees fan. They played after every Yankees game.
I'm sorry, I made that horrible mistake.
Do not.
All of you Yankees fans are going to be like, oh my gosh, you said Mets.
No.
Speaking of the Mets, we're playing the Mets tonight.
Frank Sinatra had some horrible songs. He did.
You know who's a massive fan?
Who?
Our GM.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's right, the Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We do hear the, you know, down at the end of the hall, which made me really happy. First time I heard it, I was like, that guy's playing.
That's someone I can trust.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Thank goodness he wasn't playing when I was 17. It was a very good year.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Frank Sinatra song?
Yes. Oh, I have a favorite Frank Sinatra album.
Oh.
Sinatra at the Sands with Count Basie. Uh-huh. No questions asked. It's peerless. It's perfect. There's nothing wrong with it. Everything about it, his monologue, all the songs, the intros, the outros, everything is absolute star quality.
We grew up with Sinatra, A Man and His Music.
Oh, I love that too.
I love that album.
I love that.
Because again, there's the songs, and then in between the songs, Sinatra's going, I'll take you out to a pizza lunch.
Right.
That kind
of, it's the chairman of the board talking to the adoring fans.
Yeah. There's nothing like that in today's music,
is there? How about the main event, which was Howard Cosell?
That's a great opening.
So it's at Madison Square Garden.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right. And Cosell does this intro that only he could do.
Yeah.
It's so perfectly crafted. And he's talking about all the stars that are walking in. And you hear the excited murmur of the crowd. And then you hear the band start. I mean, he has it so perfectly done.
Yeah.
The beginning of the main event.
Was that 75 maybe?
That would have been Cosell at his height.
Oh,
right?
I think so, sure. That was a very particular moment in time with that generation.
I believe part of the intro, he said, this is reminiscent of a heavyweight battle.
That's cool.
It's just so, it's
that is super cool.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, so we're going to craft a Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm putting it up right now.
What are we saying? The thrust is...
Are you a Frank Sinatra fan?
Okay,
yes or
that's
no?
Good. Yeah, that's good. And if you are... Give me your favorite Sinatra song. Can you do that? Or is that muddy the water too much?
No, I can do that.
Right? Okay. Or if you're not, tell us why. Right? Because people go, Sinatra. I'm not going to listen to Sinatra.
I'm going to live till I die.
What is it?
I'm going to laugh.
This is my favorite.
This is.
Is it, Mike?
Take the town and turn it upside down. I'm going to live until I die. They're going to say, what a guy. I'm going to play for the sky. Ain't gonna miss a thing.
Very nice.
I like that, Mike.
A little jazzy there. Okay, what's your favorite?
Sinatra at the Sands with Count Basie.
Mike, you got something there?
Yeah,
sure.
Look up. I've got you on.
Got you under my skin.
Yeah, I would say that's my favorite on that album. Though that's a tight race. But I would say I also love I'm Getting Married in the Morning. But
really?
I would say I've Got You Under My Skin from Sinatra at the Sands.
Whenever Sinatra starts A Man and His Music, he says, "Dear old theme. Oh, put your dreams away." You know, I love that song. Don't you love that song?
I haven't thought about that song in a long
time. That's a great song. He says, dear old theme song. You may be a little tattered.
Yeah, you may be
a little, but I love you, blah, blah. You know, yeah.
What was the summer one that you keep on listening to?
Summer Wind.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah.
Please. That to me.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Thank you.
I've got you under my skin. I have got you.
He's being hip here.
Deep in the heart of
this is him at his best.
Yeah.
This is the best era of Sinatra, I think.
Because he's so relaxed.
He's probably, 60 at this point?
I bet. So confident.
Wait, keep it going.
I've got you under my skin. I've tried so.
And the Basie band with him, very best band.
Yeah.
I mean, Nelson Riddle, all the rest of what.
And I said to myself,
Basie's the top.
This affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well that I've got you under my skin.
Guess what time it is?
I've been waiting all day for this.
It is time now for today's $1,000 daily cash giveaway, Word FM Word of the Day.
Are you having fun with words?
It's going to give away $1,000 in cash to somebody.
Remember these words.
Word FM Word of the Day is Carnegie. Enter online at wordfm.com/cash. You have a chance to win $1,000. Again, the Word FM Word of the Day is Carnegie.
This is the Entertainment Answer. What is my under-the-radar pick of the week? Well, it's the new documentary, Bethany Hamilton, Unstoppable. It's an inspiring, emotional look at her journey into parenting and her continued endeavor to capture that monster wave. The surfing scenes are beautifully shot, and it's the perfect backdrop for this motivating story. You can check out my interview with Bethany and director Aaron Lieber at mungleshow.com. Bethany Hamilton, Unstoppable, rated PG and a must-see for the entire family. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey, Pittsburgh. This month, you could qualify for 20% off the MSRP on select models of the all-new, totally redesigned 2019 Silverado pickup. That's over $9,000 in savings on select Silverado Double Cab All-Stars. The team at Calusi has been serving Pittsburgh for over 100 years, so you can buy with confidence. Check them out at Calusi.com. Find new roads at Calusi Chevrolet.
You've been planning this day all your life. Enjoy your wedding and leave the catering to Bistro To Go on the north side. Discover Bistro's classiest, simply delicious menu selections from butler past hors d'oeuvres to starters, main courses, and desserts. Buffet or plated service, each package contains full china, linen, staffing, complimentary cake plating, and more. Reasonably priced from intimate morning breakfast to grand evening affairs. Find menus, pricing, even venue recommendations at bistroandcompany.com.
Clear to partly cloudy tonight, comfortable once again with a low of 64 degrees. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm with a high of 85. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 67. Sunday, it'll be another warm day, also starting to turn more humid with sunshine and some patchy clouds. Sunday's high, 84 degrees. With your Iraqi weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Danielle Niddle.
Hey, up on our Facebook page, find a photograph of Sinatra and vote. Are you a Sinatra fan, yes or no? I'm saying that most people are Sinatra fans. Mike's with me on that. John's saying that there are a ton of people who don't like him.
I'm pretty sure that people would say, I bet you 40% people
get
go,
get out of here.
That's what I'd say.
No way. You got to get on our Facebook page and weigh in. The Ride Home with, or no, I'm sorry. It's The Ride Home with John Kennedy.
Yeah, and a younger generation. Now, Mike has the good sense and good parents to be raised by someone who loves Frank Sinatra.
Of course.
But I bet you people, especially people under 30, don't have any connection.
Oh, there has no.
There has to be.
There has to be meaning in their life. They have to find. So
the
find
name's too big.
What'd you say?
The name is too big to not know about.
Exactly.
No, people that'd be kind of talking about, you know, the Wright brothers. That seems
so
far away.
Some big names. It'd be good to know something
but that's
about.
So far in the distance, you know, what? Who's Frank Sinatra?
So love yourself some history. Pick up on some people who are dead who can do something for your current life.
Do you hear people are listening to on the radio now? Do you hear people are listening to? the junk music that's out there. It's horrific.
Yeah, I agree
Seriously.
With that.
Oh.
I think current music sounds awful
it's
right
the
now.
The worst.
Yeah. I think it's awful.
If this is a snapshot of where we are as a society, we're in big trouble. It's the worst.
I miss that big band sound.
Don't you?
Me too.
That's music.
It yeah. really is. It really is. Anyway, right. Hey, we have Costi Hinn coming up. He's the nephew of Benny Hinn. If you're interested in finding out what the prosperity gospel is, he knows it from the inside. We'll replay our interview with him coming up next.
WORD.
Playing Pittsburgh's favorite Christian music on the weekends. With the best new music.
New
music from Francesca Battistelli, Defender.
Great Defender.
Greater Things from Mac Brock. And I'm Gonna Let It Go from Jason Gray.
I'm Gonna Let It Go.
The best new music and Pittsburgh's favorites. Sponsored by Trinity Jewelers. 101.5 WORD on the weekend.
Hey, Grandma and Grandpa. When you retire, will you take me to Disney World?
Can we go to a movie?
Grandma, can you teach me how to knit?
Grandpa, will you throw the baseball around with me?
They won't always be so little. Make sure you plan now so you can start making more memories. Because big or small, those moments matter. They are what you've worked your entire life for, and they just might turn out to be some of the best moments of your life and theirs. I'm Kurt Kanodic, CEO and financial advisor at Accurate Solutions Group. Call our team to start your personalized income plan for your own retirement blueprint. 412-515-3555. That's 412-515-3555. At Accurate Solutions Group, we help people retire with confidence, clarity, and independence. We do the planning so you can make the memories. 412-515-3555. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
How does Eden Christian Academy prepare students for success? Through education that ignites the mind and inspires the spirit, from pre-K through 12th grade, through 47 state-certified full-time teachers, and opportunities in sports, the arts, and service to the community. With results like SAT scores 200 points over the national average, schedule a tour at any of Eden's three North Hills campuses and see what the area's largest non-denominational Christian school has to offer at EdenChristianAcademy.org.
Looking for a satisfying career helping people with disabilities? Consider LifeSteps, who's served Western Pennsylvania since 1923 and offers 100% paid health, dental, and vision premiums for full-time employees. All shifts available. Make a difference and call LifeSteps today at 724-283-1010 or visit lifesteps.net. That's lifesteps.net to check out available positions. LifeSteps is an equal opportunity employer.
Most clubs you join require an initiation fee or a club membership, but not the Word FM Discount Shopping Club. No, in our club you save as much as half. Half off home improvement services, web design, family entertainment, music festivals, and much more. All from the comfort of your computer or smartphone. Log on now to wordfm.com/shopping and God save the green.
The prosperity gospel. That comes with a lot of different baggage, doesn't it? I mean, you say that to a group of people. People have got opinions. Some people love the idea of it. Other people want to run far afield from it. Of course, a lot of people have, a lot of pastors have built entire careers around it and live very well within the umbrella of the prosperity gospel. Costi Hinn is with us. Costi's uncle is Benny Hinn. And if you've been a Christian for any amount of time, you probably know that name, Benny Hinn. But Costi Hinn, as the nephew, he's got a brand new workout right now. And it is called God, Greed, and the Prosperity Gospel, How Truth Overwhelms a Life Built on Lies. Pastor, welcome to the show. We're grateful you're with us today.
Glad to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
Costi, let's talk first about the prosperity gospel. I'm sure a lot of our listeners maybe have heard the term, but people don't know quite what it means. What does it mean to you?
In the simplest of terms, I would say the prosperity gospel is the idea that if you believe in Jesus Christ and you're a Christian, then you are privy to health, wealth, and happiness. And essentially that John chapter 10, verse 10, when Jesus says that he came to offer life and life more abundantly, the prosperity gospel takes that verse to mean that being a Christian means the abundant life is going to lead to lots of money in the bank, that job promotion, a perfect family, a happy life, and a lot of comfort and very little suffering.
I see.
Costi, how do you get to that point when you look at the life of Jesus, who was poor, didn't have a place to lay his head, you know, died crucified in front of his friends, in front of his mom. And then you look at what happened to the apostles. This, you know, you look in the book of Acts, there was so much suffering. How do we get from those stories to a gospel of prosperity?
Yeah, I think you have to do what I would call some interpretive gymnastics with certain Bible verses where you take things and you twist them a certain way so you can present your own idea. So maybe taking the abundant life that Jesus talked about and simply focusing on the word abundance and applying that to what we would consider abundance today and saying Jesus doesn't want you to be poor. He doesn't want you to be jobless and to have a lower position at your company. He wants you to have a high position. You're a champion. And ignoring all the other passages, like you said, about suffering, about life being hard. And then another way would be taking passages in the Old Testament where God is speaking specifically to Israel in a moment, or maybe there's a promise to a specific person that is literal to that person, and saying, God did it for him. God wants to do it for all of us. And so the prosperity gospel puts words in God's mouth very often in things that God just didn't say are said to be from God.
I see. So, Costi, let's talk about you and, of course, your uncle, Benny Hinn. In reading about you earlier today, I'm reading an article from Christianity Today. You say this, the quote, growing up in the Hinn family empire was like belonging to some hybrid of the royal family and the mafia. Our lifestyle was lavish, our loyalty was enforced, and our version of the gospel was big business. Can you describe entering into that empire that Benny Hinn has? Obviously, your father and Benny Hinn brothers, and at some point you became part of the event. What was your title, please?
Yeah, I was a personal assistant, and what that meant was I carried my uncle's luggage, his Louis Vuitton suitcases, his briefcase. I checked in and out of hotel rooms for our team. I made sure that he was well taken care of and was kind of his Timothy, so to speak, and he was the Paul. And in our circles, we would refer to that more like being an Elisha to Elijah before the mantle falls on you. And the belief system is if you serve the man of God and you are loyal and you are faithful, his mantle will fall on you, and you'll receive a double portion, and you'll go on to have a greater ministry. And that's what kept getting prophesied over me, is that as a nephew in the family and the oldest son in the next generation, we're a Middle Eastern family, so even culturally this fits the bill for Middle Eastern culture, I was supposed to be the next in line to carry on the family tradition.
I see. So, again, I'm going to go back to this article because you described this so well. You said during your teenage years, you traveled nearly twice a month with your uncle, Benny Hinn. Prosperity theology paid amazingly well. We lived in a 10,000-square-foot mansion guarded by a private gate, drove two Mercedes-Benz vehicles, vacationed in exotic destinations, shopped at the most expensive stores. On top of that, we bought a $2 million Ocean View home in Dana Point, California, where another Benz joined the fleet. We were abundantly blessed.
Yeah, our lifestyle was like that of a celebrity or a famous athlete. And the only thing was it was all based on donations. And along the way, we would just buy anything we wanted. And so we shopped on Rodeo Drive when we lived in California, and we would shop other places and go to Versace or go to Louis Vuitton and just buy whatever we wanted. And one thing that would often happen is money got low, and as we lavishly spent and overspent, the solution was very simple in our mind, and even our ministry teams knew this, is it would be time to go back on the road or time to go on the air and begin to solicit large donations. And so what we would do is say, hey, we're going to Nigeria, or we're going to the Philippines, or we've got a crusade coming up. We want you to give your best offering, and we want to pay for this event in cash because we're taking the gospel around the world. And so people would give in massive amounts, and often that would recover the lavish spending. It would purchase more things and materialistic wants that we desired, and also cover some of the costs of the event. So there's a lot of things going on the inside, but all of it is driven by greed.
I see. So living this lifestyle, Costi, were you ever afraid? Did you ever fear God to think, oh my gosh, I mean, people are giving all these giant sums of money, and here I am, you know, wearing Louis Vuitton and all that, and staying in all these plush places. Meanwhile, people are giving me these sums of money, or giving Benny Hinn all this money. It feels duplicitous. Did you ever feel that way?
Sometimes there would be questions, but the way that we would justify it, and even if I asked a question or seemed hesitant, my father, my uncle, our family would rally into these moments of clarity for all of us who were following. And they would say, listen, yes, the news organizations and some of those, you know, dead Christian denominations that aren't like ours, like we would say that Baptists are dead and other people are dead churches, they're just critical because of our anointing, and they're just jealous because we're blessed by God. But we are providing a critical and valuable service to the body of Christ. We're the middlemen. We're bringing the anointing to people's lives. We're bringing hope and faith and healing to people's lives who are down in the dumps and have no hope. We're the middleman here. And so it makes sense that the laborer is worthy of his wages, that God blesses us as we're a blessing to others. And so, again, it's taking Bible verses and it's swinging them to the extreme to say that we should always be blessed and healthy and wealthy.
So was any of that true?
I would say from everything that I saw, we were exploiting the poor and we were exploiting the rich. And often there would be these questions lingering in my mind, at least, and I know the minds of some of my family members because I've talked to them in recent years, that we were going way too far. And should we encourage people to be generous? Of course, that's a biblical principle. Should we pray and ask God for healing? Of course. But should we also teach the balance, which is that there are going to be moments of suffering, that there are going to be times where God heals, that he is a sovereign God, and that there are going to be poor people in this world? Is everybody just going to have everything they ever want? No, we need to teach the balance that the Bible shows. And our world was one extreme after another. And in the end, I never saw a true and genuine healing. I never saw someone really lose their wheelchair and just go running down an aisle and it was legitimate. I never saw somebody who was on their deathbed with cancer suddenly come alive and just be completely and totally healed. I believe that God heals. I absolutely believe that he could do all those things, but it was not something that was happening in our world, but we were producing a television program with professional editors, staffs, and employees by the tens who were paid to produce something that would look very good on TV and solicit more donations.
Costi, you're saying that you never, in all of those years, in spite of the fact that the Hinn Ministry was based on the idea that people were healed, you never actually saw someone healed.
I never saw one person healed.
Did it feel like fraud?
As I got older, it did. I remember one moment specifically where there was a little girl and she was brought to the back of the stadium into the green room, and she had a very enlarged and deformed head. And later on in life, I had visited an orphanages and I saw children that looked like that, and I realized that that was that at that moment. This was a child who was severely deformed, and they brought her the back and we prayed for her. And I just remember looking, she was in a long stretcher on wheels that wheeled her back, and I was weeping as a teenager, later in my teenage years. And I remember going back to my hotel room that night, and I was so mad at God, and I was kind of yelling into my pillow, why can't you heal her? Why didn't it work? And that was a moment that was very painful. And I remember in India seeing people that were literally in the dirt in this field while we were on stage and very protected by multiple metal barricades. And these people, when I went down there to visit with my father, who was working in the healing lines that night, they were on stretchers and they were on their last hope. And you could just tell. It looked like a war zone down there. And nobody was getting healed. And as I got older, the Lord used those moments to cause me to ask big questions. If God is a healer, and if we're guaranteeing healing, then I should be seeing at least some, and in our prophecies, we would say all, it's always God's will to heal everybody. I should be seeing real, genuine healings, and we weren't. It was always just a big story that wasn't actually genuine and true.
Costi Hinn is with us. His new work is called God, Greed, and the Prosperity Gospel, How Truth Overwhelms a Life Built on Lies. So, Costi, at what point was there ever a point where you approached your father or Benny Hinn directly and said, you know what, this is not working for me. I don't feel the truth of this. I need to step away.
I never questioned it that directly and in that extreme of a way. I would approach it much different because I was so fearful of them. So I would ask questions like, you know, to my father or my uncle, why didn't that girl get healed? Or what do you think was happening there? You know, I would ask genuine questions as a humble, lowly nephew, revering these men of God. And they would explain, well, sometimes people don't have enough faith, and sometimes people have sin, and so there's a blockage, or sometimes people have negative confession, or they aren't really believing. And if I press too far, I would be told, now we want to be careful, because we can certainly wonder and have some questions, but we never want to touch the Lord's anointed, and we don't want to put God in. Those two phrases mean is, number one, you don't ever severely and critically question the man of God.
The demands of time don't allow us to replay this interview in its entirety, but find us online at johnandkathyshow.com or on Facebook or Twitter for a link to listen to the complete conversation.
Wet weather is on the way. Keep it dry inside with J&D waterproofing. Water seepage and a sinking foundation can cause major structural damage if left untreated. Joe Belanti and the team at J&D Waterproofing have the experience to correct your water problem with over 72 years in the industry. Call the Tri-State's premier waterproofing company now at 1-800-VERY-DRY for a free estimate and big savings on all waterproofing services for a limited time. J&D Waterproofing, 1-800-VERY-DRY.
At Extreme Car and Truck in Bridgeville, find extreme accessories for all your dirty jobs, like hauling landscape supplies. Protect your vehicle with spray-on bed liners, tonneau covers, WeatherTech floor liners, and more. Say goodbye to dirt and grime inside and out with extreme detailing. Plus, lift kits, electronics, and remote starters, always a favorite. Extreme Car and Truck in Bridgeville, for the extreme in all of us. At extremetruck.net.
I believe there are not very many schools that do this, at least to the extent that Jubilee does it.
Through Jubilee Christian School's all-school unit, students learn to become citizens of the world.
They learn geography, politics, economics. They have a closing ceremony where each grade will either sing a song, present a little play. It's always, of course, integrated spiritually that we are all united as God's children and that we, of course, have a mandate to share God's love with everyone.
Imagine, believe, achieve at JubileeCS.org. You know social media can grow your business. What you need is a social media strategy. August 6th, the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber presents the 2019 Social Media Marketing Conference from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Gain expert insights from Salem Surround, Yelp, and other local pros to help develop your social media goals, protect and advance your brand. Plus, hear little-known tips and tricks that'll make you a social media master at La Roche University's Apella College Center, Babcock Boulevard. Reserve now at wordfm.com/conference.
At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today.
What you want is awesome new flooring at a great price. What you don't want is to spend hours at a showroom looking for it. With At Home Flooring, you won't have to. At Home Flooring is where awesome happens.
And their family's been bringing awesome straight into Pittsburgh homes with top quality hardwood, tile, carpet, and vinyl for over 50 years. With their free shop at home experience, along with great selection and professional installation. So forget the showroom and schedule a little bit of awesome instead. Visit athomeflooringpgh.com.
I love the joy that children bring to the office.
Good dental habits begin early with Dr. Megan Stock.
I like creating those good, positive first experiences.
My mommy is a really good dentist, and she'll take good care of you.
Visit StockFamilyDentistry.com.
You have my word on it.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there.
I hope my cousin Patty's listening right now, because she just posted on our Facebook page. This is her favorite Sinatra song.
Oh, it is.
How about that?
Easy to see why.
Yeah. All right. So we've been doing a little canvassing here, asking, do you like Sinatra? Mike and I said most people like Sinatra. And John said, no, most people probably don't like Sinatra.
No, no. I said, I would say 40% of people polled. If you had 10 people in a room, four of them would say, no,
okay.
I'm not a Sinatra fan.
Well, you're wrong.
Why you say that?
Yeah, well, only 11 people have chimed in so far. We've only had it up for maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah.
9 out of 11 people are fans.
9 out of 11.
9
out of
11.
All right, it's not done yet.
Okay, so, Paul,
I'm not rooting against him,
so
believe me, because I love him.
Paul says he's the best. I love the ballads. I think Where Are You may be the best ballad album. Patty, of course, my cousin, says she loves Sinatra. Kelly goes for Nancy. Meg says it's not even possible to pick a favorite. K.D. Holland says not a fan. His ties to organized crime crush his talent.
Mm.
Okay. Like, and Santa drinks too much. I mean, like, that's not a perfect world, people.
Have a great weekend. See you Monday, God willing.
The Ride Home with John and Kathy, a production of Salem Media Group.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.